possession of one's mind by the devil is a horrifying specter. To purge the devil from the soul of man, the power of religion is invoked to fight the demonic forces. Listen to the scourging of the devil by this exorcist.
May the power of Christ compel you. 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 May the power of Christ compel you.
Yeah. Of London, large as life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he made the headsman bob her hair. Ah, yes, he did a wrong long years ago, and she comes up at night to tell him so. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walked the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour, she comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's going to tell him of for having spilled her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath that arm at the midnight hour. Along the draughty corridors for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes Dating Henry gives a thread for all his gals and pals, a ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the doom. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, is Arsenal going to win? They think it's Alec James instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with the head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. Said he, are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet man, fairy Anne, do I know who you are? With your head tucked underneath your arm.
grace.
I am Mr.
serve angrier men. Secret compartments hide all of the skeletons. Little girl wants to make her home with him. In the middle of the shore, she wonders. Don't know what she asked for. Don't know what she asked for.
wandered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched upon my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting on the pallet, bust of pallet, just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. My soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
drums and the masks. To me they don't disguise the presence in your eyes. They turn their heads to see if we were meant to be a nightmare.
Must be wrong. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon Street. It was many years ago that I became what I am. I was trapped in this life like an innocent lamb. Now I can never show my face at noon, and you'll only see me walking by the light of the moon. The brim of my hat hides the eye of a beast, of the face of a sinner, but the hands of a priest. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon Street. Of New Orleans, she's innocent and young, from a family of means. I've stood many times outside her window at night to struggle with my instinct in the pale moonlight. How could I be this way? I pray to God above, I must love what I destroy, and destroy the thing I love. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet while there's a moon over Bourbon.
Whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic fiend who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic,
I can help you
become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things.
upon a time there was a pretty fly. He had a pretty wife, this pretty fly. But one day she flew away, flew away. She had two pretty children, but one night these two pretty children